In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, fasting in the month of Ramadan is a great act of worship, not only for its own sake, but only for what it helps in creating in a believer who fasts. We've already seen that fasting enables a believer to become more God-conscious, and therefore he is able to read and understand and follow the Quran more effectively. The one who fasts becomes more grateful to God Almighty, and he is also more patient and steadfast. That is not about all. Fasting, furthermore, is a great exercise of worship that enables a believer to actually pray to God more willingly, more forcefully. And he is also mentally geared to do infaq, to spend in the way of Allah his wealth. How is that possible? Well, in the case of fasting in the month of Ramadan, as we have seen, that there is a very strong natural relationship between fasting on the one hand and the Quran and its understanding and a spirit of following it on the other. When the believer learns about the fact that fasting is done in the month of Ramadan because it was this month wherein the Almighty decided to bestow upon the mankind his great blessing of revealing the Quran, then most certainly there develops a relationship between the believer and the Quran of mutual, of understanding it and benefiting from it. Now this benefit is expressed in the form of the recitation of the Quran on the one hand and praying to the Almighty during the formal prayers called As-Salat on the other. It is during the month of Ramadan that, not surprisingly, we have prayers wherein Quran is recited for much longer periods than what is normally done. And therefore, the believer is more likely to be praying, to be doing prostration, to be asking for help, to be humbling himself before the Almighty. This is something which does happen during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, we have been told that there is one extremely significant, spiritually important night called the night of Qadr, which, although happens to be there in one of the nights of the month of Ramadan, yet its identity has not been clarified completely for the believers to be able to worship as much as could be possible. So the believers, they worship God Almighty during the month of Ramadan. They worship him more particularly during the nights of Ramadan, so that they are able to find the all-important night of Qadr, which is the night when the Quran was revealed. Also, because in the case of fasting, we do tend to deprive ourselves of food and hunger. We remain hungry, we may remain thirsty for the sake of God, which also helps us in being able to empathize with the poor. We are able to feel the pain that the poor go through when they are not able to eat, when they are not able to drink, even though they are suffering the pangs of thirst and hunger. We, during fasting, even when we are hungry and thirsty, have the comforting feeling that only a few hours later we'll be enjoying the feast of iftar. But when we come to realize about the fact that there are many fellow human beings who go through the same problem, difficulty, pangs of hunger and thirst, yet they have no hope to get any food or drink in the near future, that most certainly is a realization which dawns upon a believer during the month of Ramadan more strongly than in any other month. And therefore, Because of this realization as to how some people suffer, a believer is more inclined to spend his wealth in the way of Allah, to help the poor brothers and sisters who are suffering because of their poverty. So there is a very direct relationship between the fasting in the month of Ramadan and infaq, spending in the way of Allah as well. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to be a person who was extremely inclined towards spending in the way of Allah. He was philanthropic. He was always eager to help out the poor and the needy. But it is said about him that his inclination towards spending more and more for the poor used to become much more prominent during the month of Ramadan. It is as if a great storm, strong wind of infaq has begun to blow. And this is because the month of Ramadan and its fasting worship are both very strongly connected and linked with the exercise of infaq. So during the Ramadan, when we fast, we are inclined to both worship God Almighty more strongly, and we are also able to do infaq more emphatically. May the Almighty enable us to understand his religion properly, and may he enable us to follow it as best as we can.